AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Affirmative action's on the table today before the U.S. Supreme Court, where admissions policies at Harvard and the University of North Carolina are being challenged. The newest justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson, comments on the North Carolina case.
The university is not requiring anybody to give their race at the beginning. When you give your race, you're not getting any special points. It's being treated just on par with other factors in the system. No one's automatically getting in because race is being used.
The court is now dominated by conservatives, leading many to speculate it will vote to end affirmative action for colleges and universities. Key figures in the Trump Organization are on trial for criminal tax fraud. Opening statements begin today in Manhattan. Prosecutors alleged for years that top officials schemed to hide perks and avoid paying taxes. The former girlfriend of the suspect in the beating of Paul Pelosi says David DePape is mentally ill. KGO-TV spoke with Gypsy Taub. She's in prison in California.
He thought he was Jesus. He has gone to be paranoid, thinking that people are after him.
The couple split 7 years ago. She says he was not a political extremist then. In northern Indiana, authorities have arrested a man in the slayings of two teenage girls killed in the woods outside their town of Delphi 5 years ago. Police used cell phone video from one of the victims to help track down 50-year-old Richard Matthew. Indiana State Police Superintendent Doug Carter on WRTV.
We are going to continue a very methodical and committed approach to ensure that if any other person had any involvement in these murders in any way, that person or persons will be held accountable.
Stocks headed downward in early trading. This is AP News. Infrastructure in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, has been hit hard in overnight Russian strikes.
Russia's defense ministry says its forces carried out strikes with long-range, high-precision air and sea-based weapons against the military command and energy systems of Ukraine, and that all designated targets were hit. Ukraine's Air Force says it shot down 44 of more than 50 cruise missiles that were launched by Russia, while Ukraine's prime minister adds Russian missiles and drones hit 10 Ukrainian regions and damaged 18 objects, mostly energy facilities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Scientists have been studying resilience after traumatic events like child abuse or gun violence. One researcher says she's found stress resilience is roughly half influenced by genetics and half by environmental factors. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.